Talking Business on Radio Q.
Well, joining me now is Carl Goff, founder and CEO of meetmagic.org. G'day, Carl.
Alan.
Now, I should say to everybody listening that I reckon this is one of the great ideas, this thing. And it's one of those things where you read about it and you think, wow, why didn't I think of that? So, Carl, perhaps we should start with you describing the idea.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you, Alan. It's come to me as a result of probably 20 years of my past sales experience in the past 3 years in the charity sector, just discovering how difficult it is to raise money for different charities. I was raising some money for a charity called Feel the Magic, which helps kids deal with grief when they've lost a parent or a loved one. And during the course of a program that we were on with, it was called the Growth Project, I discovered that there's a way to match what I'm really good at with what I really love to do. And that's what Meet Magic is.
Well, come on, we need more than that. What are you really good at? Okay, well, look, do I have to describe it? I mean, it's a business where you charge people to line up meetings with executives, and the price goes to the cost of the price that the person pays goes to the executive's favourite charity.
That's right. So it's a B2B platform. So we've created the world's first sort of business platform that matches philanthropy and business at the same time. So in essence, what happens is we're repurposing existing marketing funds that the companies are using today to spend to try and attach themselves to have a conversation with an exec. So we basically turn around and say, look, let us repurpose that money for you. We'll connect you to the exec and we'll donate half the money to the charity of choice that the exec chooses.
And so the exec that is being chosen to be met with does it because they get to have some money go to their favourite charity.
Absolutely, yep. So we've had some really good successes. We've had, for example, Steve Cox, the CEO of Dimmocks, he took a meeting and it raised $500 and that bought 50 books for 50 disadvantaged kids that would invariably never get access to a book. And we had another recent one, which is probably my favourite one, the CIO of Kathmandu, the retailer. His $500 paid for 3 girls to go to school for the entire year and for their books and for their uniform, which for me was a brilliant use of an hour's worth of time.
And that was somebody paid $1,000 to meet that person?
Yep. They just had a conversation to talk about their business, what they do, and see if they can add value to Kathmandu as a retail company.
And the other $500 goes to you, is that right?
For now. That's only while we're getting off the ground. We're pretty new. So it sort of goes back into development work and stuff that we're doing to try and get the thing off the ground and up and running. And then the idea is once we've got subscriptions ramped up, then we'll donate the full $1,000 to charity. And that will help me get to my goal of $250 million quicker.
Well, that's right. You've got a goal of $250 million by 2026. I mean, not aiming low there, Carl, if I may say. $250 million?
Yep. Well, you've got to start somewhere, and that's the target. And everyone we've spoken to thinks it's completely achievable. I think once we start doing 1,000 meetings a week across 10 cities around the world, it soon starts to add up, $1,000 each time, and away you go.
I just think it's such a wonderful idea. When did it come to you? Were you just sort of lying in bed one night and bingo, you thought, wow, let's do that?
Alan, it's quite remarkable. It's actually all caught on film. If you go to the Growth Project and watch those guys, the very first session that we did with that in a room full of execs.
What's the Growth Project?
So the Growth Project is a basically 10 charities and 10 execs that have come together to actually help themselves become sustainable. So the execs mentor the charities over the course of a year.
Right.
So it was backed by, I think, the Commonwealth Bank and the Saunders family, and it's basically their goal is to mentor 100 charities over the next 5 years. So I was one of the first cohorts, one of the first execs to come on and mentor the charity, which I took Feel the Magic charity into that process.
And what was the idea of Meet Magic workshopped in that group, was it?
No, it actually emerged at the very end of the day when we were all standing up talking about what we'd learned throughout that day, and it basically just came out of my mouth. It was as part of the process of running up to the Growth Project, we were asked to do some research on looking at our skills and our assets and things that to try and find your purpose in life, basically. And I one morning, Sunday morning, I'm lying in bed and I'm writing some stuff down, and I just realised that I'm really good at opening doors and connecting people. And people are actually coming to me and asking me to open doors and do that for them. So that was the first part of the puzzle. And then the second part of the thing was obviously I'm really interested in helping charities along the way. It must be something to do with the fact that I'm from Nottingham and there's a Robin Hood thing. There's something going on. Must be something in the water there.
That's good.
And I just put the two together, and it all emerged inside the Growth Project on the very first session, which is all captured on a film, and it's quite remarkable.
I'd like to see that film. Explain the connection with Uber. Are all the meetings in the back of an Uber, a black limousine?
Well, they all, yeah. So we've sort of formed this partnership with Uber now, where we've said to them, look, you know, we want to help you get more Uber Blacks on the road, because obviously everyone's taking Uber X, so Uber Blacks are obviously need more work. So we've come up with the concept of basically taking a meeting in the back of an Uber Black. Now, what happens is, for example, an exec can go on our website and book an Uber Black for, let's say he wants to go home or he wants to go to the airport, and he can nominate to take obviously a meeting in that car and describe what kind of client he wants to see. So he might want to see, for example, a storage or a wireless guy to come in and have a conversation with them. And on that journey home, we then take half that money that would normally go to the exec and split half of it to the Uber's accessibility program, which would provide a free ride to a person with disabilities in the community. So it's sort of having a double impact. It's saying the exec gets to sit and take the meeting in the back of the car. It's pretty quiet. And the idea, Alan, this is, we're not thinking about right now. We're thinking about the next 2 or 3 years' time when the autonomous car comes online, and what you've got basically is an extension of the boardroom. So that's when the car is it's automatically ordered. It turns up, you hop in, you get out, you've had an impact.
And so let me get this straight. So a quarter of the money goes to the Uber charity program.
Yes.
Is that right?
Well, Uber has it's called the Accessibility Program, which is aiming to provide people with disabilities in the community access to free rides or access to rides to get around. So they might be blind, deaf, or physically challenged or disabled. So what we do is we split half the money and give half of that to the exec, and then half to the accessibility program.
So you better explain your pricing to me, because we've got a reasonably complex pricing model.
Yep. Well, it's so we've got the B2B platform itself is designed for salespeople, for sales teams. So it's anyone that's out there that wants to connect with an exec, a C-level exec, because that's the challenge at the moment. Everyone's time poor. So we've built a platform where you can log on, you can pay $35 a month for that. If you're a corporate or a business or an enterprise, there's obviously enterprise versions of that as well. So it's $35 for an individual. I think it's $175 for a business and $375 for a corporate.
And then an enterprise that says, let's talk.
That's right. So we've got a really exciting announcement coming up sort of around April time, where we've got one of the world's largest companies coming on board with us. They're a big technology company, and they love what we're doing, and they've put us in their budget for this year, and so that will be announced, I think, once April 1st comes around, which is really, really exciting. And then once you're actually on the platform, you can search and select from 50,000 decision makers in 6 different countries. We've only put 50,000 on there now to keep it simple, and they're typically anyone from sort of C-level up, so it's sort of CFO, CIO, CTO, and so on.
And these are people who have agreed to be listed on your website?
Now, we've currently got around 300 that have agreed to take the meetings in Australia, and then
crikey! So 49,700 who are going to be a bit surprised.
Well, they don't get surprised, because what happens is these guys are searchable on databases already, and this is a standard procedure in the B2B world. So what people can do is they can log on and request a meeting with these people, and then we do all the work at the back end to make that meeting happen for them. So it's really giving the sales guys a chance to shorten the sales cycle and stop spending too much time prospecting and obviously more time selling, which is what they want to do. And then once they're ready to make that meeting, we then charge them the $1,000, and then obviously the fee gets split off from that once that meeting's taken place.
Oh, so the subscription is – so the $1,000 for the meeting is on top of the subscription?
Correct, yeah. Yeah. So we've built the platform, a B2B platform, basically to help sales guys, one, find access to the right people faster so they can get access to those C-levels that make decisions a lot quicker. And we also give them things like reports. So every meeting that takes place – gets a couple of reports, actually. The first one is a personality profile, which talks about the exec and who they are. And we're using technology to scrape the internet to build up a disc profile of the execs, which helps the sales guys understand who they're talking to from a personality point of view. And we also give them a company report, which basically speaks about the financials. And it basically draws 100 sources of news and gives them a report so they know what the company's going through at a particular time.
And what's the difference between a business and a corporate?
Just the size of the subscription. So a business is 5 subscriptions and the corporate is 10. So
if you, oh, I see.
So if a business has 5 sales guys, it'll cost them $175 a month to get access to that particular to our platform to search those guys.
In total, not per salesperson.
No, in total. So it's 5. So it's $35 times 5.
And $1,000 per meeting.
Which Alan is actually probably about 2.5 times lower than what they're currently spending today.
So really, how do they spend the money today?
Well, they're spending a lot of it on demand generation, lead generation, for conferences, and so on. And the whole aim of these is to actually get in front of the execs, and often it doesn't produce that result. So when you look at things, for example, like the demand and the lead generation, by the time a lead actually is meant to be qualified, gets to a sales guy, it's often the cost of that is often $2,000-$2,500. And I've been in sales for 20 years almost, and I know that's the fact because I've worked with our marketing teams along the way.
And do all the meetings take place in the back of a car?
No. They can take place in a coffee shop, or they can take place in their office. And the Uber thing is just getting off the ground, and it's really exciting. I think when you think about where technology is going, I'm already on version 4 and 5 in my head. So you're standing at the airport and you've got your phone in your hand and you're swiping left or swiping right and you're actually booking a meeting and taking the ride instantly. So that's where I'm at in my head at the moment on the platform.
No, I'm just thinking about the poor executive who lives at Palm Beach and he's stuck in the back of the car with somebody for an hour and a half.
Well, it's actually, you think about going from New York, I mean, it's an hour and a half from New York airport, right? So it's,
yeah, right.
But at the same time, it's a conversation and the real benefit here, this is an altruistic-based approach. We're the first in the world that's doing this. And what this basically, what's happening as a result of these meetings is the sales guard is down from the exec. The exec's saying, look, this is great. We're sitting down, we're having a conversation. We're not having a selling meeting. And because of that, it's open. It's open hearts and open minds, basically. And that's the benefit there is the conversation's free-flowing. And as a result, we're seeing businesses done off the back of that.
Yeah. Well, I could talk about it all day, but we have to end. It's been great talking to you, Carl. Thanks for coming in.